In philosophy and psychology, ressentiment is a form of hostility. It is the French word for resentment, and it generally is directed at the cause of frustration, that is, an assignment of blame for one's frustration. A sense of weakness or inferiority and jealousy in the face of the cause generates a rejecting or justifying value system, even a moral paradigm, which attacks the perceived source of frustration. This value system can be used as a means of justifying one's own weakness by identifying the source of envy as objectively inferior. In many cases, the ego creates an enemy in order to insulate itself from culpability. Ressentiment tends to tear down distinctions. It is the reassignment of pain transferred to an external scapegoat. According to Kierkegaard, ressentiment occurs in a passionless age in which the populace stifles creativity. The more a person is active and strong-willed, the less time and place is left for contemplating all that is being done to him. It would appear all across the landscape of Western civilization that ressentiment is the impetus for political activity. Whether it is Norbert Hofer of the Austrian Freedom Party, Marine Le Pen of France, or Donald Trump in the United States, ressentiment is the overarching impetus for electoral success. In each case, there is an enemy that is real and enemies that are exaggerated. The external scapegoat is critical in the analysis of these constituencies. In every instance, working class individuals who pay their taxes and abide by the law are angry that they are paying for the indolent, illegal migrants and corrupt politicians who avoid the law for their own benefit. They are opposed to the so-called establishment, a vague and undefinable reference. They are, in a real sense, the forgotten, for whom policy questions rarely arise. This constituency is invisible in the ranks of higher education, and when it is mentioned, however rarely, it is regarded with contempt. The parties that claim their loyalty are not organizations rooted in philosophical positions and economic policy. Instead, these party leaders allow for the ventilation of fury. To some extent, the party leaders in question know how to press the right emotional buttons, the ones that unleash pent-up frustration. This is an historic moment. The crisis in the West is one in which a significant portion of the population believes the parties, you can read establishment, that have held the reins of authority have let them down. Barack Obama's failures literally created Donald Trump's success. Now the angry marches of a battalion of unaffiliated voters. They seek a home. Needless to say, liberal analysts describe this as a conservative movement, but it is not conservative in either a philosophical or contemporary political sense. It is unmitigated anger grafted onto political parties. Lest this analysis sound as a complete repudiation, it should be noted there are legitimate causes for the anger. A key factor for the future is how the anger is channeled. Ressentiment is not a policy, since it is related more to psychology than political action. There are methods of sublimation, albeit party disruption is already one observable method. In the past, such movements die in time because the energy cannot be sustained, or the scapegoats appear elusive, or the cause of frustration is actually vanquished. The problem in the present is incorporating ressentiment into a political process that does not valorize the sentiment being expressed and the method for its expression. Extremism in the Western air and to breathe it can be simultaneously intoxicating and debilitating. The elixir of ressentiment is exaggerated claims about societal errors, which could lead to a path of violence and revolution, even if party leaders vigorously deny the realization of these outcomes. History is replete with examples of ressentiment integrated into political stage. Rarely does it become a force for responsible change. This cycle may be different, but only the passage of time will tell.